Hello.
Hello, this is Kendall giving you a call back with customer service. If you could give me your zip code, I'd be a better assistance to you today.
11746.
11746. May I ask who I'm speaking with?
This is Lori Arav.
Loria, excuse me.
Lori.
11746, correct?
Yes.
Lori Arav, okay. And could you verify your address for me for security purposes?
37 Euclid Avenue, Dix Hills, 11746.
If you give me a moment, ma'am, I'm going to look into your account. Okay, back on the 8th, I do see that you ordered our Prime Cleanse trial as well as a keto trial, and you
Right.
did not, and you agreed to the terms and conditions of these trials, which said that this was a 14-day trial. And if you did not call and cancel within the 14 days of that trial, then on the 15th day, you would be billed that full amount of the product, which is why you see a $99.94 charge on your account and a $95.94 charge on your account on the
Yes.
23rd of April, as well as you were billed the full amount for, or not for April, for March. That was that first charge, excuse me. The
Right, it
first
was
charge.
billed April 2nd.
And it was also billed April 2nd for the full prices of those products, again, because we did ship that product to you.
Right. Well, the product doesn't work. Number one, there's no difference whatsoever in the product. And I'm calling to cancel, and I'm also calling to actually have these charges removed from my credit card.
If you give me a moment, ma'am. You said this product doesn't work for you. May I ask how long you were trying the product?
Well, I've been using it for the entire month, actually, and it still doesn't work. I'll be happy to return to you what I have left.
Oh, no, ma'am. We cannot accept product that has already been used. And if you do try to ship it back to us, you will be shipping it to just a shipping warehouse, and it'll be turned around and sent back to you. So
That's
you
fine.
have
I
been.
just altered it. Yep.
So you did get your initial trial product as well as the product for this month on the second?
Well, no. I never received any other charges as well. I never received any other shipments.
So
but
you've only
to be
received
honest,
one
I thought
shipment
it
of.
was a.
Um,
I
I
only received
apologize.
one. That's okay. I only received the one shipment, the sample, the trial. I never received anything after that. And honestly, I thought it was a 30-day trial.
Yes, ma'am. Let
So
me
I'm
verify that
asking to cancel and remove those charges from my credit card.
Yes, ma'am. If you I'm just verifying that you haven't received any other product. I do see that you we did ship the product that you initially got on the for the trial
Right, the
on the
trial.
9th, and you did
On the
not receive
9th
on the ni
of
we did
March.
no we did not ship it on the 9th. It started shipping on the 9th, and you received it. We delivered it on the 16th.
Of March.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay. I
That
just
was
want to
that
clarify
first.
which month. Right.
That was that first trial period that you received, and those now you do understand that you were billed $99.94 and $95.94 because that is the full price of those two products that you ordered, and you didn't call and cancel, right? That's the product that you already have.
I was under the assumption as well, as I said, it was a 30-day trial.
Yes, ma'am. I was
So
just making
I
sure.
didn't realize that the credit card was actually charged. When I just checked something on my card, I realized that those two charges were there and never received anything further from you. So.
Yes, ma'am. So you do confirm that you did receive the trial bottles and that you understand that you were billed the full amount of the trial bottles for not calling in and canceling within that 14 days.
Do I understand that? Yes, because I was under
Okay.
the assumption it was 30 days.
Yes, ma'am. If you give me a moment. And then you are aware because you did not call and cancel after receiving the full price of those products on the 23rd that you were billed again on April the 2nd for both of those products again.
I was billed, the only two charges I saw were April 2nd for both, $95.94 and $99.94.
So, ma'am, we did bill you a total of, if you give me a moment, I'm trying to find out how to say this. We did bill you for both products on the 23rd, so you
Of
should
March?
see of March. So you should see the full price of both products that we billed you on the 23rd of March, and we did also bill you the full price of those products as well on the 2nd of April because you did not call and cancel that 14-day trial.
Well, that's absolutely insane. So either the charges come off and everything's canceled, or I cancel my credit card and I'll take further action. I'm not going to pay it.
You'll take further action. And what do you mean by that, if you don't mind me asking?
I don't know. Just tell me what you can do. I'm in the middle of something. I had to wait on hold for you guys for 45 minutes to have you call me back when now I'm in another appointment. And so this is kind of inconvenient as well. So can you take the charges off and cancel or not?
Well, ma'am, I can cancel your charges for this month.
To April 2nd.
I can cancel your account out, and I can refund you 35% of the charges that you have for this month on April 2nd due to the fact that you did not understand the terms and conditions that you agreed to.
No, you need to refund the full amount.
You give me a moment.
Please. The product is like all gelatin. There's nothing in there. It's nothing. Not satisfied at all, to be honest. And I'm sorry, I'm just in a very stressed mood right now.
I understand that. I understand and sympathize with your situation. I'm going to speak with my supervisor about seeking out a further refund for you. If you could stay on the line for me and bear with me for a moment.
Okay. Are they ready for me? They are. I know. I'm sorry. Just when they called me back. It's for a ridiculous thing.
So, ma'am, what I did talk to my supervisor with, I emailed her and she did say that we could up that 35% refund another 15% and make it a 50% refund as a courtesy to you because you did not call and cancel and you did not understand the terms of that condition. But like I said before, previously, we can only refund the charges of this month because those charges of last month are 30 days old.
That's the April 2nd.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, for now, honestly, I'm going to have to go with that, but I'm probably going to be calling you back. I'm late right now for another appointment. I have somebody waiting for me.
Yes, ma'am. So you do agree to the 50% refund.
I don't agree to it. I will take it for now and I will call back.
So, ma'am, are you declining the refund or are you agreeing to it?
I am agreeing to a 100% refund right now.
Well, ma'am, I did not offer a 100% refund. I offered a
I know you didn't.
50%
If you could
refund.
please go back to your manager or your supervisor or put them on with me. I need to get this resolved very quickly.
Well, ma'am, we do all have the same protocol and they will give you the same. They will offer the same things I just recently offered you, and we do and they will tell you the same things I'm telling you. I will talk to my supervisor further if you could give
Please.
me a moment.
Yes, please. Thank you. They had to go and they had to take the car back anyway, right? Okay. So it's not late. All right.
So, ma'am, I did re call her, and she did say that we could get you the 75% refund at this moment. How does that sound to you?
You already charged me for a full month, you said in March, which honestly, I didn't even see. Now I'm going to have to go back and check that. If that's accurate, I want 100% refund for this month.
Well,
If you already charged me full price for last month.
yes, we did charge you full price for last month because you didn't call and cancel that trial. So we
Yes,
assume
I
that you.
understand. I understand. Yes, you've said that a million, well, not a million times. You said that about three or four times already. I am saying for this month, I am calling you before this 30 days is out, and I would like 100% refund, please.
Yes, ma'am. So are you declining the 75% refund at this moment?
I am declining 75% refund, and I would like 100% refund on this month, and I would like the order canceled for future billings.
Yes, ma'am. If you give me a moment, I will
Yes,
talk to
please.
my supervisor further for you. Like I said, I do sympathize with your situation, and I do hope that we can work this out, all right?
Thank you. Now it has 11 months, huh? I know, I saw that. Ultimate Surface, same service fee on that. He's still waiting for me? This is important, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm still talking with her. If you could give me just one moment, we're working on it for you,
Thank you.
okay?
Thank you. You think I could do everything at one time, though? I don't think so.
So, ma'am, we did cancel out your account, and I did speak to my
Okay.
manager, and I did go to bat for you, and she did say what we could do is we could offer you the full refund on this month's charges. I
Thank
apologize.
you.
There's nothing I can do about last month's charges. You did not call and cancel that. But this month's charges, that $95.94 as well as that $99.94 should be in your account within 3 to 5 business days. I do have refund numbers as well as a cancellation number if you like those, but they will also be emailed to you within 24 hours if you do have to get off the phone.
Well, I know I have to get off the phone. If you could just run those numbers, I have a pen with me right now. I'll jot them down. Like I said, I never even got an email saying anything about further shipments or anything that obviously were never received.
Well, I
So.
apologize for that. They were in the terms and conditions when you signed up for it. I'm not going to say that again because you did it. I'm just going to
But like I'm
leave it at
saying,
that.
I never got anything even for April to even realize like how much time had passed. That's
Yes, ma'am. And
ridiculous. You're charging me for a product I never received even.
and yes,
So.
ma'am. And on what I can do for you, since you say you didn't receive that April product, you did. It is past the 4 days that we usually call for shipping. I can go ahead and send you 2 free bottles of that product that you didn't receive because you did go through the hardships and pay for it. How does that sound to you?
I mean, I don't know what I'm going to do with it. It doesn't work. I could see if somebody else wants to use it. That's fine. But I just want to get the cancellation number and the 100% refund number right now so that I can get to my other appointment right now.
Yes, ma'am. Your refund number is C as in Charlie, D as in
Mm-hmm.
Delta, 33, E as in Echo, 6, A as in Alpha, 18, A as in Alpha, 4. Could you repeat that back to me so I can verify that you have the correct number?
Charlie David 33 Edward 6 A as an apple 18 A as an apple 4.
Yes, that is the correct number. And I also have these refund numbers for you. Your first refund number is R as in radio.
Okay.
299 23. And your second refund number is R as in radio 29919. That is all I have for you today. Those are all your refund numbers as well as your cancellation numbers. You are canceled out. That refund should be back in your account within 3 to 5 business days. And if there's nothing for what I can do for you, thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day.
Thank you. You too. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am.